You're listening to SBS News.
The most significant climate driver in the Indian Ocean is the Indian Ocean Dipole, often called the IOD. The IOD refers to the year-to-year changes of tropical sea temperatures in the western and eastern Indian Ocean. These changes can alter the weather patterns that affect Australia's rainfall. The IOD varies between three phases: positive, neutral, and negative. On average, each phase occurs about every 3 to 5 years.
That's an explanation from the Bureau of Meteorology about the phenomenon known as the Indian Ocean Dipole. It's a weather event in the Indian Ocean which is similar to the El Niño and La Niña events in the Pacific Ocean. Positive dipoles occur when oceans to the northwest of Australia become cooler than usual, leading to less cloud and rain across the nation's centre and southeast. A positive dipole last year led to the hot, dry summer that saw the nation swelter and burn. A study published in the journal Nature says 10 positive dipoles have occurred since the year 1240, four of those within the last 60 years. Lead researcher Neralee Abram from the Australian National University says such extremes could become more common in the future.
We have lots of lines of evidence that are pointing towards this trend. So from our paleoclimate data, from our observations and from our climate models, that we see that at the moment these positive Indian Ocean dipole events are becoming more common and they're becoming stronger. And that's because as the ocean is warming because of human influences, the western Indian Ocean is warming faster than the eastern Indian Ocean, and that sets up the conditions where it's easier for these events to occur.
Professor Abram was part of a global team of scientists involved in the study. The researchers analysed the chemistry of coral skeletons in eastern equatorial Indian Ocean to determine how frequently positive dipoles have occurred over the last 500 years. The study says precisely dated and highly resolved coral records were used to reconstruct dipole variability. Professor Abram explains.
Corals are amazing. They are like trees of the ocean. And so just like a tree grows a band for every year that it's alive, so do corals. And what we can do is to go and measure the chemistry of that coral skeleton going through those growth bands. And that gives us a really accurate and detailed record of the temperature of the ocean that the coral was growing in.
The Indian Ocean Dipole is currently neutral, and scientists won't know until mid-year whether it will lead to more or less rain for Australia. The study states all of the evidence points to a role played by human-caused climate change in making these events more frequent and stronger. Stephen Hobbs is a fourth-generation mixed farmer, volunteer firefighter and renewable energy producer who lives on a farm in Caniva in Victoria near the South Australian border. He believes the study confirms what he's seeing on the ground.
The biomass or the conditions out in the paddock are a lot drier. We don't have the green pastures and the green grasses anymore, and the landscape is dried out. So the IOD has quite a significant impact on our rainfall in the southern parts of Australia. So we've been seeing that happening on the farm, and unfortunately it's coincided or has been, a significant driver in the drying out of the landscape that's contributed towards this fire season.
The study does have limitations, with confidence in predictions of future Indian Ocean dipole change limited by a lack of information on the event's natural variability before anthropogenic climate change. But the study suggests events like this, while historically very rare, are now becoming more common, indicated by the high number of events experienced since 1960. For Mr. Hobbs, it's meant changes to the way his family farm is managed.
When my dad was farming, he experienced a drought once every 10 years. I'm now experiencing a drought once every 3 years. So that means that I've had to change the way that I run the farm and the type of crops that I sow, and even with my animals. It goes as far as breeding animals which will perform better in an environment where there's more variable rainfall.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.